And on the telephone with us this morning,
we have the superintendent of the Monroe County Community School Corporation, Judy DeMuth.
Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning. Hopefully that snow won't be too heavy and we'll get through the day.
I agree 100%. We've had enough fun with weather as we saw all of last week, and as we got back to school, how cold it was. Let's put that in the rearview mirror and dream of warmer times. But we've got a school board meeting tonight as we are in the fourth Tuesday of January, and you've got a busy agenda.
Yes, we do. And Mike, I'd like to remind our listeners that we will be using Monday, February 19th as a school day. So on our calendar, it shows as a built-in snow day, but students will be in session on Monday, February 19th. And then right now, also Tuesday, February 29th, May 29th. So those 2 days will be makeup days for the 2 days that we missed due to the weather. And this evening we'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll also talk about some bonding projects, and we're very excited about those because as we were preparing and working with the referendum a few years ago, we also had a large committee, broad-based committee, that was working on a plan to look at every facility in on the corporation and come up with a strategic plan on when our debt fell off, what projects needed to be done to make sure that our students had a great education and can continue. And we're starting on some of those major projects. One is our North Pool, and we have physical education in that pool, and we've band-aided that for many, many years, and it's time to make sure that we can provide a pool that we're not going through that with. And so we're looking forward to that. Tri-North Middle School was one that was targeted, and so we're looking at bonds to have design costs for both of those projects. And we've talked a long time about solar panels, and Templeton will be receiving solar panels this summer, and then extensive paving. So you'll hear a little bit about that this evening. And again, we're starting into those projects, and we're doing some bond work for them.
Dr. Judy DeMuth is our guest this morning, the superintendent of the MCCSC schools. And just back to the snow makeup days, just for one second. If we have any other delays moving forward, do we have any other days to cross off the calendar, or do we have to add them after Memorial Day Monday?
Right. So we're already on that Tuesday after Memorial Day, and we still have that entire week. So that week from Memorial Day through the next weekend, which is graduation, we have 4 more days that we'd be able to allocate for students to be in attendance. But let's hope we don't have to get there.
Right. Let's all do our rain dance instead of our snow dance or whatever dancing we need to do to avoid that. So let's hope the rest of the winter can be a little bit more benign than we've seen there. So just so everybody knows that, February 19th, Monday, school will be in. It says it's a snow makeup day. We'll get that. And then May 29th, just to reemphasize that, Keith.
Judy, one of the things that we have some acronyms, one is STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. There's another one out there now that we're getting involved in called GEMS, G-E-M-S. Talk about that and how it affects MCCSC.
Yes, thanks. Last year was our first GEMS weekend, and what that is we host girls in engineering, math, and science, and we did that on a Saturday morning. And we had about 150 fifth and sixth grade students with us at North High School. And we had a great group of community partners, which included Cook Medical, IU Chemistry, Baxter, TASIS, IU Math and Science Education Department, a state forensic lab, IU Physics, Cook Pharmaca, Hoosier Hills, and the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. And these young ladies were all given lab coats and went through many different times or little productions in terms of what types of careers are out there for girls in those occupations. And it was very well received. In fact, so well received that we've partnered with our foundation again, and we're going to be able to host 200 young women
Wow.
to do this.
That's
so
a lot, yeah.
We're very excited. That will be April 14th, which is a Saturday. And last year, as soon as we opened up the registration and people got the information, we filled up immediately, and I'm anticipating the same thing. It starts at 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 at North High School, and I'm telling you, it was probably one of the most exciting things I've done in my career because these young girls were just so excited, and the people people who presented for them and were, allowed our kids to participate were just fantastic. They were great role models. They were in the work world, showed the girls what they did, and then let the girls experiment with how, you know, you would do different things. And I'm not kidding, putting stents in for, you know, heart transplants and heart valves and things like that. Uh-huh. I was like, it was incredible. So we're very fortunate to have, as you know, a great community and a lot of expertise. So we're looking forward to hosting that for our young girls.
Yeah, we thought Legos were cool back in the day. Look at this. Yeah. No stents and stems and gems, all of it. Dr. Judy DeMuth is our guest this morning.
Dr. DeMuth, when will the people know about getting involved in that program? How will they find out?
We're starting to roll out the publicity as we speak, and I think tonight we'll have Cyrilla Helms from our foundation probably will mention it, and then all of that publicity will be going out in how to register and how to become involved. So, again, we're in great time to do that. We're in January, and this is April 14th, so they'll be hearing a lot about that, and in their classrooms they'll be hearing about it.
You wanted to mention something about the youth orchestra.
Yes. Last week, if people had the opportunity to attend that youth orchestra program. Again, it was fantastic. And that's where we put our fifth grade all the way through our high school in full display on a gym floor. And they start with the young ones and then circle around the gym to our high school students. And I am not kidding. The progression, you can see the progression, but the level of the type of music they play is fantastic. So it's always a wonderful evening, and hopefully people can keep their eyes out for it. They do it twice a year, and again, it was extremely well received last year, and the music was second to none. So we're very fortunate for the programs we have, and then also for the great students we have.
My nephew participated in that, and I saw the pictures from it.
Oh, okay.
And you needed a wide-angle lens to fit all 42,780 kids in there. But what a turnout, a great turnout from all the parents and relatives as well. I'm just happy, Dr. DeMuth, you have a gym big enough to host all of those budding musicians. My goodness, what a fantastic night.
Now,
do you know what? It's getting tight, I have to admit.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's a very calming, relaxing, wonderful night. So proud of our kids and, of course, our parents. So
And the opportunity for those kids to play in the big group and be together with all that is pretty amazing.
I just can't figure out, you know, it used to be when you heard little ones play violins, you know, you had to cover your ears because it was so squeaky.
Yeah.
And you just don't hear
anymore.
With
our kids.
No. It's fantastic.
You've had a series of table talks. You got one more coming up, what is it, January 25th?
Yes, our next one is Thursday, January 25th. It's promoting culturally responsive practices. And it's really the first part of a three-part series. So we're looking forward to hosting that. And as you know, every couple of weeks we've been trying to focus on a different topic. And we hope that we can get a good response from this one. And it will be hosted in our CoLab on East Miller Drive. And again, it's Thursday, January 25th, starting at 6 p.m. And it's only an hour. So we try to keep them for an hour and a half, so that people can get on with their busy lives. But we hope you can join us.
Now, before we let you go, the legislature has got something going on that bothers the dickens out of me, and it's got to bother you. Now, we understand Muncie and Gary are having some financial problems, but there's a bill in the state legislature that says the state could come in and remove a superintendent's license in a struggling school system, and they can reduce the accountability of the school board and reduce the number of meetings and all the other things. This bothers the dickens out of me. As a superintendent, why would a superintendent go into a school system's having problems if, in fact, the possibility is your license could be taken away because you're in charge at the time they decide to do something?
Mm-hmm. You know, as school corporations look for their superintendents, you know, hopefully people are taking a good look at the corporation, because there are indicators when that's happening. And when there are indicators that that's happening, that's when a board wants to go out and get the very best they can. And if it's a financial problem, you certainly want to have a financial guru as your superintendent. I can't fathom, I mean, using, and I hate to use this word, these two words, common sense, but using common sense, I would think that most people who, again, if it was a financial problem, who were financial gurus, wouldn't put themselves in a position if, in fact, they knew they would be fired because of finances in the end. So I think that's a very difficult one, and I think it's unfortunate that what I think the legislature is saying is that we really want to take over that school and that community when we are all believers in local control. And again, it's trying to undermine local control of the community, and that's not right.
They're focusing on the wrong part of the horse there. If you're already if you're already in that depth of trouble, you need to prevent that getting to that point, not the what do you do when you've gotten that far. Well, that's my opinion. What time is meeting time tonight?
Okay, well, tonight we have our board meeting, and it begins at 6 p.m., and any of those who are in the community that would like to attend, we'd sure like to have you.
Excellent, and we hopefully won't have any snow to worry about, maybe just some flakes and flurries, but nothing that's going to slow us down. Thank you for your time, as always, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we don't have any other large amounts of snow to deal with here in the next few weeks.
Thanks, you're in charge of that part.
No, that's fine. I'm willing to take that. I'm willing to take that on. And we,
all right.
We thank you for your time, Dr. DeMuth. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of MCCSE schools. You heard it. She's put that on me, and I will. That will be my community
take
service.
That seriously.
That's right. My daughter will not like to hear that
at
all.
We'll blame you.
Bring it on. See these broad shoulders. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.